Apparently, Jason has been abducted. The Jerry Bader Show, 1021. Somebody's playing a bumper. I don't know. I don't know who would play. Relax over there, would you? There you go. You fight back, you animal. All right, pot it down. I don't have the voice to fight with. That's why you did it, you rotten human being over there. I can still do that, even with my sore throat. Yesterday, we told the story. Obviously, those of you in the Green Bay TV market know this has been a huge story since Friday. Marinette Middle School did, now they're saying it's not a game. It was an exercise called Cross the Line. Yesterday, they defended it, even though they have been just barraged by parents who feel it was inappropriate. The school is saying it's an exercise. It's not a game. Set of questions are asked, and while in a group, students step forward or cross the line when answering yes to the question. The principal was adamant, I would argue arrogant, in his defense of it yesterday. We have a lot of students with a lot of different talents, a lot of different likes, and a lot of different issues that they struggle with on a daily basis. So this activity's purpose was to help students gain a better understanding of that diversity, said Sean Lindbergh, Marinette Middle School principal. So in other words, by sharing with other students the things that students deal with, they better understand each other. And somehow this was supposed to be an anti-bullying effort. Okay. He continues to defend it. I am with those who think this could lead to more bullying. He also insists that students aren't being honest when they say they faced in-school suspension, that it was voluntary. Why would they lie about that? And again, even if it was voluntary, since when do we leave the opting out to middle school age students and not the parent? And by the way, that's the one mea culpa that they're making here, that they should have let parents know. They also yesterday released the questions to the media. This was actually out there during the show yesterday. I didn't get to it. The fifth and sixth grade stuff I actually thought was okay. There are some 50-plus questions that sixth, seventh, and eighth graders were asked. It's the last 10 or 15 that are getting most of the controversy. And here's the other thing. It seemed as though at first they were denying these questions had been asked. They released an innocuous sample. Now they have to admit these questions were on there. These questions students were made to answer in front of other students. Have you ever get angry when you hear classmates use the word gay or retard or other cruel names? Okay. Have you ever felt peer pressure to drink? Okay. Ever had such negative thoughts that you contemplated suicide? Ever thought about hurting yourself in other ways, like cutting, burning, or rubbing? These seem to be the questions the district didn't want to acknowledge were asked. Experience the effects of alcoholism in your family. Experience the effects of drug addiction in your family. Have had a family member go to jail. Had more than one family member go to jail. I think those are deeply personal questions. And if there is a bully among the group involved in this activity, you don't think they'll use that against the student? Oh, you tried killing yourself, huh? Thought about it. Huh? Why don't you just go do it? You can't imagine a bully doing that? Really? Yet the school district continues to defend this. Oh, and they add this note. No individual student responses were noted or recorded, nor was any data recorded as a result of this activity. Jason's a little skeptical of that. Yes, we have to take their word on that. Okay, was it video recorded? Was it? We don't know. All right, maybe nobody was writing it down, but you don't think anyone was taking a mental notation of which kid said what? But beyond all of that, I don't see this as a healthy activity. Having kids surrender this much about their home life and their personal life to me does not seem to be a good idea. And apparently this activity is going on at schools all over the country. I stand by my original assessment of this, that it goes to the tendency that you're seeing in schools today that they ask a lot of intrusive questions. A listener just made a really good point. She can't believe that no kid video recorded this. You know, smartphone. That is a good point. You don't know what the environment was, though. They may not have felt comfortable in doing that. It is a little hard to believe, though. I'd be inclined to agree with her on that. Upon now seeing the actual questions, it is stunning to me that the school district continues to try to defend this. I mean, stunning. And they're only back down here as well. Yeah, we should have let the parents know. That's a pretty big deal. Because then you left it to the students as to whether or not they were going to take part. I really am quite surprised that they continue to be adamant in their defense of this. I really do. All right, speaking of things at school, you are well aware of the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District teacher who won an arbitrator's ruling that he got his job back, even though he was a pervert at school. Graphic sexual videos, sharing with others, and he gets $200,000 back pay. Parents have protested his return to school. He has written a letter of apology to parents, Jason. Andrew Harris's letter. Welcome, parents of Block 7R. My name is Andy Harris, and as you know, I will be your son-daughter science teacher for the remainder of the school year. I know that mid-year transitions can be difficult under the best of circumstances, and I am sympathetic to the fact this is not the case with this transition. I want to first assure you that I am committed to doing everything possible to make this transition as smooth as possible for your student. To that end, I will try to keep as many of Mr. Engel's policies and classroom expectations the same. I, like Mr. Engel, have a great passion and enthusiasm for science. It is my belief that science should be fun, hands-on, interesting choice of words, learning experience that teaches students how to do science, really, rather than teaching them how to memorize scientific facts. I have included a more detailed document on my teaching philosophy. I know that many of you have concerns about my return to the classroom. 4 years ago, I made a mistake that showed a lack of judgment and forethought. I want you to know that I'm sorry that I allowed this to occur. I also want to emphasize that no students were involved, nor was my teaching affected. I am not defending my actions, but I want to assure you that my classroom will be a safe learning environment for the student, for your student. I've been given a second chance to do what I love, making science fun for students and showing them that doing science can be exciting and educational all at the same time. I'm grateful for this second chance and hopeful that you will give me the opportunity to educate your student. I want to invite each and every one of you to call, email me with your concerns. I have an open door policy and I'm more than willing to have you come and sit in on a class or simply to meet with me and discuss your concerns. I've taught middle school science for 17 years and I hope that as you talk to your son and daughter over the next several weeks, you'll get a sense of the excitement and learning that is happening in class. Thank you, Andy Harris. Jason says they started a petition to get him out of school. There's really nothing they can do. Here's where it rests now. State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Evers. It has been a week since Governor Scott Walker mailed him, and asked him to revoke this pervert's license. There is no reason not to. The only reason he can still be in the classroom is the state has been sitting on the determination whether to revoke his license for 4 years. All of the pressure now should go to Superintendent Tony Evers. This guy does not belong in a classroom. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.